This is part two of the series I am doing on building a PC, and I'm sorry that the microphone I was using was a bit too close to me. I was having trouble trying to keep from breathing into the mic, and it did happen throughout this podcast. I was using the Olympus WS320 machine with the Sony microphone plugged into it. Next time, I will definitely just use the internal mics with the Olympus so that there won't be as much of a chance of me breathing into the mic as much as I did. I had this set up so that I was wearing the Olympus around my neck. I had the recorder in its case and had the case attached to a string. Actually, it was a shoelace, a very strong one, and I had it around my neck, and the length should have been much more than it was. So sorry about the annoying breathing.
Hi everybody on BCT, this is Mary. It's June the 26th, Monday, 2006, and this is going to be my PC podcast part number two. I'm going to do this podcast in stages primarily because right now, due to our unusual weather and the hot conditions that we have been experiencing and the general condition of the air outside, which has contributed to the general sluggishness of a lot of people, including me, all I'm going to do is just open the box and see what is inside of the laptop box. I just got this about 15 minutes ago. It's a bit after 2 in the afternoon. Let me check. 2:31 p.m. And I am walking over with a little X-Acto knife in my hand. This is the best way to open boxes because it's very small, at least this model that I have. And I think using a kitchen knife for something like this would be extremely dangerous. Okay, I see my talking clock was a minute off. Okay, now I'm looking at this box. It is probably about a foot high and about 18 inches square, front to back, left to right. I'm opening the right side using this little thing to cut the tape, and then I am doing the same thing with the left side. And there we go. And then I am opening it across the middle, which I suppose could even just be open like that, huh? Except that we have some pieces that need to be sheared off a little bit. Okay. Opening the flaps, I see something that looks very much like a receipt and an invoice. I do keep all the printed material since I am an Opticon user. And a huge amount of little shipping peanuts, which are a bit of a nuisance, to say the least. On the right side of the inside the box is indeed another larger box with tape going across it, and I am lifting this out, oh, goodness, and trying not to get any peanuts all over the floor. Well, I have succeeded in not getting any peanuts over the floor, and there are some other things in this bigger box that I need to experiment with and see what they are. I'm going to put the shipping invoice and stuff back in this bigger box so that I don't lose it. Okay, now we have this smaller box, and I am opening it from the right side, going from top to bottom, turning it around, opening the left side. It's going to be a little bit stuck. There we go. Turning it around and opening it across the middle. go. And opening the flaps. And we have what looks like a plastic handle on something. And I'm pulling it up. And there is what looks like a cardboard something or other box. And then also on the inside, looks like a very nice computer case wrapped in plastic. And I'm going to put that inside of this bigger box also. And this littler box can get reused for something else. Now we have this box with this handle on it. And it just has some little thumb flaps that you open up. There's one in the middle, and then I'm pulling up the main flap of the box and opening up the sides. And then we have some more packing material with a thing on the inside. And I am taking out this bunch of packing material with this thing attached to it. And checking to see if there's anything else inside of this other box, and there is. There's another little flat box. So I'm taking that out. Okay, now I'm setting this box inside the outer box that it was in. And this outer box was in turn inside of the big shipping carton. So first of all, we're going to take this flat box and we're going to open it. It just opens. And I see a couple of CDs labeled in Braille, as a matter of fact. One of them is called Laptalk. Another one is called Restore One. The CD sleeves themselves are labeled. It is very convenient. And then Restore number 2. I'm taking these out and just reading them as I go. And then here's one that has no label on it. Shame on them. I'm going to label these, certainly. And another one that has no label on it. And then something that looks like a packet of CDs. And then another one that is most likely the Windows CD, but I'm just guessing. I'm going to have to see what all of these are. And then another something or other on a CD. And it looks like some printed material inside of a large plastic bag, plus what looks like a modem cable for a phone modem. I'm going to put all these CDs inside of this large plastic bag so that they don't get lost, because I think that you could easily lose track of things if you are not careful with these things. All right. Now, what else do we have inside this? This looks very much like a little AC adapter with a standard brick in the middle of it. I'm taking that out. And then on the very right side of this box, we have something that looks like the other part of the AC adapter, but it's just a cable, and it's the part that plugs in the wall. And that is probably about all there is in this box, but I'm going to take out the inner workings and make sure, yeah, that's all there is in here. So we're all done with this box. Okay. Now, I'm going to put this box inside of the other boxes that we had previously. We now have a box inside of a box inside of a box, and they're all empty. And I'm going to put all of these paraphernalia, which is the plastic bag containing the CDs and the modem cable. That's going in this large shipping carton, as is the cable, which is part of the AC adapter. It plugs in the wall, and the AC adapter part that is the brick and the part that plugs in the PC. Now we come to the fun stuff, friends, neighbors. This is a plastic sort of thing with some shipping stuff attached to it. I'm taking off this shipping thing and putting that into the box inside of the box, inside of the box. And then I am taking off this. It's a plastic bag, essentially, is what it is. And I see a very nice, flat, little machine that is about the size of a Pac-Mate with a Braille display attached to it. And since I don't need this packing material anymore, I'm going to put that in here also, in this three layers of box. Now, this is a rather interesting little thing. It's got what looks like a speaker on the top of it. And there's a latch on the front, and you are supposed to be able to open this up and find, oh, I think I see, that was the bottom that looked like a speaker. Now I'm picking up some shipping peanuts that fell on the floor. There we go. Okay. So the bottom is apparently the ventilation things. They felt like a speaker grid or some such. This thing has little rubber feet on the bottom of it. And there is also a piece of cloth or fabric or something that I might need to save, although I don't know. It was stuck inside of the machine on the left side, and I just pulled it out. Now there's a little spring-loaded thing, it looks like, on the bottom edge front, and I'm going to open it up, and we now have a PC. And the screen has a cover over it, which is probably a glare type thing. No, it isn't. It's a piece of paper. Okay. Or maybe it's protection or something. Anyway, what I'm going to do with that is put that in here with the documentation. Because I think, actually, there's some tape attached to it, though, so I'm going to peel the tape off. Okay, that goes off. And there's another piece of tape on the other edge, and that's coming off. And in fact, it's on all four corners. I'm just peeling these old pieces of masking tape off. Okay, and here's the last one. There we go. All right, I don't know if this says anything. I will check later on with the Opticon to see if it does or not. So, what we have here is a screen, and then the keyboard itself looks like your standard keyboard. It looks like the F4, F8, and F12 keys are marked. And then we have standard keys going across. It doesn't look like anything is really separated that well, which I can see. Well, you can tell where the F and the J are because they're marked in a particular way. And then, looks like the enter key is marked. And then, it looks like the space bar and the keys beside it are pretty standard. I don't really see where the separation for the arrow keys is, or where the six-pack is. I thought that I was supposed to get a keypad with this, and maybe I have, but I haven't found it yet. It looks like the power button is on the right side, up at the very top right corner above the top rightmost key. And it's definitely inside the case. So that answers my question about that. The components are along the right and left side where you plug things in. It looks like we've got a couple of USB ports on the right side, and a mic jack and a power in jack going down in the bottom, and the fan grid, I suppose that's what that is positioned after one of the USB ports. And then there's some other things here on the right, which I don't really know what they are. And on the left, we've got what looks like an Ethernet port and a modem port, and probably a CD drive port. And I thought there was supposed to be a... there's a button here. I push the button. Oh, I see. That looks like it's a PCMCIA card of some type, but it looks like there's an adapter slid into it, which is very nice, so that I can probably fit a CF card into it. I'm going to slide that back in. And then it looks like there's a very small card reader, card slot right below it for probably an SD card or something. Anyway, I'm going to shut this thing. Here we go. And I'm going to do a little bit more searching, because I thought I was supposed to get a keypad with this thing. And I don't see any keypad in here as yet. Now, I don't know if I really need this cloth or not. I'm questioning whether I do. I'm going to keep it anyway, just to have something to keep around. Maybe it's some type of cleaning cloth of some type. I don't know. I'm putting these pieces of masking tape in this box of boxes here that are going to be dealt with later on. Alright, I'm going to take this piece of paper that came on top of the PC screen, and I'm going to put it inside this big bag of documentation and CDs. Okay, now maybe the keypad is inside the case, but I don't know that for sure. Now this shipping carton has an awful lot of packing. Oh, I see another thing that I didn't see here. I also see my documentation, which I'm also going to slide inside of this. Envelope or plastic bag full of CDs and documentation, because I don't want to lose the receipt or the invoice. Okay, now also inside of this big shipping carton full of peanuts is another... Oh, that's the AC adapter. All right, I see it. So essentially what we've got in here... Oh, I see another piece of something here that I haven't even looked at yet. It was in bubble wrap, and the bubble wrap just came off. So, here's this big thing. So I'm going to take that out. So now what we've got is a lot of debris in this box full of bubble wrap. Okay. What I really ought to do, I think, is take one of these bigger empty boxes and use it to store things so that I don't lose anything here. I think that's what I'm going to do. Take these other smaller boxes and put them into the big shipping carton because I don't need these boxes. But I want to use the bigger box to store things. Okay, in goes the wall cable for the AC adapter. And in goes the other AC adapter part. And here's a stray peanut. Let's throw that in the shipping box. And then we have the case, which is going in here. And then we have this thing which I saw in the shipping cart. I don't know what it is, so let me open it up. In fact, there are two pieces in here that I saw and don't know what they are. And I'm opening it up, and it looks like a big, big battery.
I did order a larger battery, so that's probably what I opened.
So essentially what I'm going to get to do is take the current battery out and replace it with the new big battery that I decided to buy. Here's another stray peanut. Throw that in there. And another one. All right. Now, that goes in here with the case and the AC adapter. Then we've got the documentation and CDs, and that's going in here also. And then we've got this thing, which I'm secretly hoping is the keypad. And it's all wrapped up in plastic and it's taped up. And I'm going to tear that open. And we have another very nice looking plastic bag. I'm going to see if I can keep this plastic bag. This is nice. See if I can take all the tape off. If I can't, then I'll just toss the plastic bag. Yeah, it looks like the bag is tearing along with the tape. So, bye-bye plastic bag. But anyway, I'm taking this out. Throwing out the plastic bag in the shipping carton. And we have a bubble-wrapped something or another, which I'm going to open. And what do we see? But another CD, and some more documentation. So I'm throwing the bubble wrap into the shipping box, putting the CD and the documentation into the plastic bag full of CDs and documentation. And then we have a plastic box, which is a real pain to open. I hate these things. It's totally closed, and I hate trying to open these things. I always mess something up when I do it. But I'm going to give it a shot with this little thing here. And looks like I'm able to open it up. I hope I didn't damage anything that's inside. Okay, what do we have? But, oh, isn't that cute? It's a little tiny keypad, folks. And I'm opening the rest of this because it looks like there's more in here than we all thought there was. There's a cable sticking out of the keypad. But the cable is sealed underneath some more plastic. So there we go. I'm tearing that open. I think some people need to take a course in how to make packaging humanly accessible. I used to have a company department in products called Human Factors. And the whole purpose of Human Factors was to make this stuff accessible. I think some of these companies need Human Factors people in their factories. Because guess what, friends? These things are not always easy to get to. There we go. I got it out. And there is a USB port cable attached to the keypad and a little tiny piece of paper that folds, unfolds, which is probably more documentation, so we're going to throw that in with the CDs. There. Now, I'm going to take this rather abused piece of wrap and throw it in the shipping box. And then we're going to... There's another piece of it that came off. And another piece. There. Now, let's look at this little keypad. Isn't it cute? It's got a... Now... Yeah, I see how it's orientated, but it's the USB cable comes out of the top, and there is a standard USB plug that goes into a USB port. And this thing has your standard keypad functions, although I have to admit the plus key is a standard key rather than a long key, and then the enter key down at the bottom is a long key. But other than that, looks like we have got a standard numpad, and even the number 5 has a dot on it, and the key that I usually use for the insert key is longer, as you would expect, at the bottom row. So, very, very nice little keypad, I must say. This is going in here with the case and the everything else. Let's look at this case just for fun and giggles. It is wrapped in plastic, of course, just because they like to keep the packaging people busy in the packaging departments. And I'm taking the case out. Go. And putting this plastic bag inside of the shipping carton, and we have a very nice looking vinyl computer case with an assortment of all manner of little zippers and things. There's one long pocket on one side, which I'm opening up and re-zipping. And there's another, looks like a where a handle could go on this case. But I haven't opened anything yet. And then there's a big long thing going across the top that's zipped. And there's even a zipper. Oh, this thing goes all around the case because the zipper is even on the bottom. So I'm unzipping this. It goes around to the right side. On the left side and the right side, there are rings. And the left side has something attached. Now, going on the bottom of the case, there is another zipper, and that goes around the bottom to the left side and stops. So, what that is apparently going to allow me to do is to open this case somehow. I think what you have to do first is just... Oh, I see. It stays totally attached. But the case, I think... The unzipped portion allows you to expand the case a bit. I don't know for sure why or how. On the inside, there is a zipper pocket going along the full length on one side. And then there are some Velcroed pockets. There's one on the right on the inside back and one on the left. And on the inside, I see... It looks like a strap, part of which is attached to the left ring. And then there's some padding, which I guess is where the PC goes. Then there's another Velcro thing on the front, and you open this flap. And, oh, this is actually where the PC goes. The accessories probably go in the back, and this big Velcroed compartment is where the PC sits, because it's bigger and roomier. And that, friends and neighbors, is the case. I think I may have missed something, and doubtless I have. But it looks like there's something else inside, like a handle of some sort, because it's hard. I don't know what it is or where it is, but I suppose at some point I probably will want to find out, won't I? Okay, now this shoulder strap, this big long thing, you can attach it to the right ring, and then you can adjust the length of it should you want to. Now, I do not think that I want to deal with having this thing attached. I don't know even if I'm going to use this case. So I'm going to detach this thing from the left ring. There we go. You just push down on it and it opens up and you just take it out. And then I'm going to put this back into the case itself, in the back portion of the case where the accessories go, in the left side actually. And I'm going to Velcro that closed. And that, friends and neighbors, is this case. Now, as I said, there is something. It looks like a handle. Oh, I see. It's on the front. Very front of the case, there's an opening. And you pull up on this hard thing, on the opening, and this handle thing looks like it comes out. It's wrapped in, of course, the ubiquitous plastic. I'm taking that plastic off. I can, and I'm going to pull it out in the shipping carton. Now, I would think, wouldn't you, that there would be something similar on the back, but there is not. So, okay, I'm going to zip this case back up, starting from the left side, going around the bottom to the right, and starting from the top left side, going across the top, around to the right. And now it's all closed up with the handle on the front. And I do see that on the back top there is another opening with a hard handle-like thing, and you pull this out, or up actually. A little bit more difficult to get it up, but I'm going to do that and take the plastic off. And we now have a case with two handles. So, that, friends, is the case for the laptop. And I think that for now I'm going to quit, primarily because I really do need to take a nap or something. Let's just for fun, though, first of all, let's see where I can plug in this cute little keypad. There's supposed to be a USB port on the front. And I do believe there is one, but I have not seen it yet. Let us look and do a little bit of experimenting. I think I may need to open the PC up to see if I can find it. Okay, I thought there was supposed to be one on the front left. And oh, there it is. It is on the outside of the case. And it is on the front left. And I'm going to open up the cable for this keypad and put the little twisty inside the shipping box and plug in this cute little keypad into this USB port. Now, either I got this wrong. Yeah, I think the rough part is supposed to go on the top. There we go. And believe it or not, the key pad cable is long enough. I think it must be about a 6-foot cable, or even a 5-foot, because you can easily set the keypad to the right of your computer and work quite easily and quite well. That was something I was a bit concerned about, actually. So, that, friends and neighbors, is the laptop. And I don't know anything else other than what I have told you. I have not turned the thing on. I don't know what's going to come up when I turn the machine on. I don't know anything else either. I'm going to slide this laptop and keypad into this accessories box. And with that, I'm going to conclude part two of this podcast. And part three, here's some more peanuts I am picking up. There we go. Part three is going to involve me booting up the machine to see what comes up. I'm going to need to charge the battery first, and obviously I'm probably going to also need to take out the existing battery and put in the bigger battery. Oh, I see another piece of box that I neglected to throw out. It looks like there's nothing in it. It's just a piece of packaging. Okay, that goes in the shipping box. Okay, now, part three is going to be when I actually start trying to use the machine, but I'm going to have to plug in the AC adapter and start to charge everything up first. But I will come back and we will see what happens when I turn on the machine. So anyway, thank you, all of you, for listening. And I certainly do appreciate your patience with all of this. It's been a lot of rattling and puttering around here, and I'm using a Sony microphone attached to this WS320 machine, so I don't know how noisy it was or anything like that. I think that I might have bent over and rubbed something against it, and or my hair might have gotten in the way or something. I don't know. Before I leave, I want to make a couple of corrections and some comments on what I have said here. It's a few hours later, and I want to make some comments on the machine itself. First of all, the thing that I thought in the left front corner along the left side, the thing that I thought was a little CF card reader is not. It was a USB port. Another thing is that the PCM CIA port, which is right above it, contains a 4-in-1 card reader, and I think that this little thing does not allow the reading of CF cards. I think it will only work with SD and perhaps a few other types. Also, along the top edge, there is a power input jack for the AC adapter. Also, on the right side, there are two USB ports below the CD/DVD reader writer. It reads DVDs, but it will not write them. It will read and write CDs. Also, down past the grid on the right edge for the fan, there is a headphone jack and what I incorrectly called a power in jack. That is not what that is. It is a line in or microphone jack. Now, some comments. I'm going to take this SD adapter and put it in to my utilities box here because I don't want to lose it, but I do want to see if I've got a CF card adapter. I believe I do. I'm going to use that to read CF cards. Now, another thing about this machine, there's a little strip of plastic going along the front edge from left to right. I'm going to take that off and I'm going to toss it because I believe that it covers a display, which looks like it's either glass or something that would be easily scratched. On the underside of the machine, as it faces you and the front latch is in front of you, towards you, closest to you, on the underside of the machine, on the lower right side, there is a plastic sticker. Very often I take this sticker off and attach it to the Windows CD sleeve because it contains the product key for Windows XP. Now, I was not able to attach it this time, so I'm going to leave it on the PC. However, it's a good practice to read that key if you can with an Opticon, or I don't know if a scanner would work very well with it, or get someone to read it to you and put it in an accessible format. I just put it in Braille and stick a Braille sticker onto my Windows sleeve, not the CD itself, but the sleeve, because you want to have that product key, which consists of 25 characters in groups of five, separated by hyphens, uppercase letters and numbers. You want that key because if anything happens and you have to rebuild your Windows machine, then you're going to be able to do that without any problem. So, that takes care of that. Now, what I want to do is go through all of the CDs. I have succeeded in marking them. And I'm going to tell you what is included in this particular shipment. Now, I'm trying to get a copy of the manual for the LT when I go to the website as of this writing. I am not able to find a current copy. The only copy they've got up there is the old one for the one with no screen. And that is not current. Okay, I'm going to give you a list of the CDs that are in this particular shipment so that you will know what they are. First is the XP Home Edition CD. I did not want the Pro Edition because my copy of JAWS will not allow me to use Pro with the current contract that I have. And then there is a CD with the keypad drivers. It says IO Gear on it, so I'm assuming that's what it is. And then we have Microsoft Word. And then is the SUS DVD products, which I believe is a set of three or four CDs in a plastic bag. And then is the utilities disc, which has everything from your CD drivers to goodness knows what else. Nero, here's a set of Nero stuff. Don't know what version it is, though. I believe some of this stuff comes with the original product, and I don't think that Beyond Sight had any control over what was included with the original product. I'm taking the rest of these CDs out so that I can better access them. Okay, then is a set of Restore discs. And these you can use to restore your laptop to its factory settings, should you need to do that. There should be two of these in here, and there are indeed two of them. Next is a CD called LapTalk, and this is an audio CD which contains the manual as read by synthesized speech. Now, I think some of this is a bit of an oversight because for people who get this machine who may be deafblind or cannot hear well enough to understand synthesized speech and prefer to use the machine with Braille, they are, at least at this point, not going to be able to access the machine manual documentation. Then, I believe that is about it as far as all the CDs go. There is a large print manual in here, which is probably the original product documentation, and I suspect that it is most likely written in a number of different languages, because it's quite large, and I don't think it takes that much print space and pages to write things in English. So I suspect that it's probably for general European, Western European, American, Canadian use. So that gives you an idea of what is included, the product documentation and the CDs and the utilities that come with the LapTalk. Another thing that I want to do before I leave is to attach the larger battery that I ordered and then plug the machine in to recharge it. On the underside along the top edge, right around where the two rubber feet are on the top edge, in fact right below each of them, is a little switch that you slide. On the right, you slide it to the right. On the left, a lock switch. Because when I slide that left switch to the right, it clicks into a position and there's no way that I can get the battery out. So I'm going to unlock the left switch by sliding it to the left. And then I'm going to push the right kind of spring switch to the right. And at the same time, push up on this edge and the little battery comes out. Now I'm taking this newer 9-cell battery that's something I purchased, and I'm aligning it to the edge of the machine and sliding it in, and there it goes. And I'm going to slide the left switch to the right. And true, the right switch will not allow me to take the battery out. Now I'm going to slide it to the left again because the right spring did not completely go to the left position. There, now it did, and I'm going to slide the left switch to the right again just to make sure that it is fully attached, which it is. So now I have this other battery that is, I believe, a 3-cell, and it's going to be used as a spare should I need it. Okay, now I'm taking out the AC adapter components, one of which will plug into the wall, and that's the one I'm opening now, taking the twisty off of it. Okay. And then I'm taking the other component and removing that from its very nice plastic bag. This can come in very handy. And it's the one that has a cable and a brick attached to the cable. And I am taking the twisty off of it. I don't know how long this thing is going to take to charge, especially if you have a battery with more cells in it. Okay, now I'm taking the twisty off. It seems like it really is twisted on here. Doesn't seem to be an easy way to get it off, except just to work with the silly thing. Let me pause for a second. Okay, now it's off, and I'm going to put it in this other little plastic bag with the other twisty. There it is. Okay, now I'm going to attach these two components together. Okay, this goes... I've got to find the other pieces that I want here. Okay. This is the brick. And this is the AC cable. And there is a three-pronged place on the brick and a little thing with three holes in it on the cable portion, or on the one that goes to the wall. And I am plugging that in. And I'm going to first attach this to the wall outlet. I'm not just really, I have to need to unplug something else first. There we go. Okay, this is the wall outlet. Okay. And then I'm going to find the AC input on this computer. It looks like the upper right portion, and I'm going to plug that in upper right corner on the case, and there it goes. So we now have the charging battery, and I'm going to leave it charging and see if I can find out how long it needs to charge before it's charged up. That's the end of part 2, and I'll be back with part 3. Stay tuned.